Welcome to Feed on the Word with Bishop Mike Laju, the presiding bishop of Morgue Ministries International Incorporated Nigeria. Join our services on Fridays at 5:30 p.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. at number 22 Ojodu Abiodu Road, Ojodu Bega, Lagos. For prayers and counseling, please call 0803-718-1598 or 0807-286-7084. Come experience increase in Jesus' mighty name.
Welcome to yet another wonderful time with me, Bishop Mike Laju, on Feed on the Word. I welcome you to a world of possibilities. Impossible things can be made possible, not by your strength, but by the power of the God of heaven. For scripture says, with man it might be impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. The thing that has defiled your strength cannot, will not defy the strength of the Lord. I decree, receive answers even for that question. Receive a solution for that problem and receive a blessing in the place of that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. I welcome you to a world of increase. You will not remain in this condition nor in this circumstance. I move you forward by the strength of the Lord. For the Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So I decree you will get better as the days go by. You will never have a better yesterday in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bring you to a world of miracles. Miracles are real. Miracles are nothing but the signature of God in the midst of humanity. I speak that which you have had as an issue that had not been resolved will be resolved now under the sound of my voice. Receive divine touch, receive divine visitation, and God, by this encounter, turn your situations around in Jesus' mighty name. This morning, for a text, I want us to look at the book of Esther, chapter number 7, verse number 6. And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. The adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman. Who is an adversary? An adversary is an opponent, one who opposes your every move, one who obstructs your progress. Who is an adversary? An adversary is an enemy, one who wishes your downfall, one who fights you, who is against you, one whose fight never abates. That adversary is the person that fights you either spiritually or physically. And in most cases, it's a combination of the spiritual fight and the spiritual fight to bring you to your knees and to take you to your grave. Whoever that adversary is that appears to be like Haman, I decree they will fall for your sake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The adversary is one who fights determinedly, who fights consistently, who fights relentlessly. They never seem to give up, because what they want to see in your life, they want to see, which is an evil expectation. But I decree the evil expectation of the wicked concerning your life shall not find expression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, writing in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 9, said, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. My God, my God. Many of us find adversaries standing to hinder us from being able to have an open door. But in this case, Paul said the door has been opened. But the minute I tried to step in through the door, I discovered that there were many adversaries, men and women, personalities and entities that had begun to oppose and to fight me relentlessly. I speak this by the word of the Lord. Every adversary over your life will go down for your sake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Concerning the Queen Esther, whom God blessed and raised in the stead of Vashti, she discovered that one man suddenly arose to become the enemy of the Jews, of Mordecai, the Jews, and herself. And she could identify him and say that this is the adversary. I don't know if you know who your adversary is. If you know, then you present that name and that person before the God of heaven this day, and they will go down for your sake. If you don't know, at least by virtue of the appellation adversary, you can present them to the Lord and they will go down for your sake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says in 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That devil uses men as agents to go about looking for whom they might devour and destroy. I decree they will not locate you. I decree they will not see you. I decree whatever their intentions are towards you will fall to the ground in Jesus' name. But more so, God will destroy that adversary for your sake in Jesus' name. It is said that when Vashti arose, it was a man amongst the princes of the king called Memucan that was her adversary. He fought her till she was dethroned. When Esther arose in her day, Haman arose as an adversary to fight her. When Jesus arose, Judas arose as an adversary to fight him. Even amongst the Israelites, Pharaoh arose as an adversary to fight them. And when the church arose in its early days, even Herod arose to fight them. I don't know who has risen up to fight you, to hinder you, relentlessly putting themselves to oppose you. I decree today that the fight is no longer yours, but the Lord. Who is your adversary? When Vashti arose queen over the land, Memucan, one of the princes of the king, arose and fought her badly. And this led to her being dethroned as queen. When Esther arose, Haman also arose and fought her as he fought Mordecai and the children of Israel. When Jesus arose, Judas arose and fought him, even though Judas was one of his own disciples. When the church began to arise in the early days, King Herod arose and fought them as an adversary. I don't know who your adversary is today. Who is it that is fighting you? Who is that person that does not want your good? Who is that person that wants your downfall? That adversary is your enemy, and I decree this day that they will fall for your sake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Exodus chapter number 23, verse number 22, the Lord declares, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. I decree over your life, whoever, whatever has stood to hinder you, to fight you, that fight is no longer yours. For the Bible says, the battle is the Lord's. God fights your battle and gives you victory over these adversaries in the name of the Lord Jesus. As Haman fell, so I decree your adversaries, your enemies will fall in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come visit us and fellowship with us and call on the line and some words will be spoken over your life for good. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' mighty name, every day for you will be a plus and not a minus. In Jesus' mighty name, great grace attends to you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to Feed on the Word with Bishop Mike Laju, the presiding bishop of Morg Ministries International Incorporated Nigeria. Join our services on Fridays at 5:30 p.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. at number 22 Ojodu Abiodun Road, Ojodu Bega, Lagos. For prayers and counseling, please call 0803-718-1598 or 0807-286-7084. Come experience increase in Jesus' mighty name.